Hi, good morning, Jonah. How are you?
Good, getting better. I had a good stomach bug yesterday.
I just have a quick question. Have you heard from your coordinators that the caregivers are being logging out from the HHA app?
In what sense?
I mean, they're going to clock in or clock out, and they are just log out from the app. They cannot complete the AVP.
I have not heard that I'm aware of.
Yeah, but I have heard it like 5 times from my coordinators, and it is
If
weird.
necessary, you can ask you can ask them for their login information and try to log in yourself. Just ask them for their username and password. And
Okay.
you can try it yourself on a smartphone. It doesn't matter where you are, the app is still accessible.
Okay, so we can see. Yeah. Another
Yeah,
question, sorry.
like 4 or 5 is not a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah,
that's 1% of the cases, and it's probably about 1 to 2% of
then.
clients.
No, that's a, yeah.
So it's cause for notice, but not concern. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What we've been doing is that we check if the patient's phone is a landline, so we just have them to clock in and clock out from the patient's phone.
Yeah,
In
but
the meantime, it is.
there's practically no landlines anymore.
Yeah.
The landlines are like a thing of the past because not most people don't even have wires for landlines.
Exactly. I have a case. I was about to tell you in the meeting, but Nina told me that when caregiver complete the shift with the patient and the patient got admitted in the hospital on the same
Okay,
day.
yeah, so I was going to talk to
You
you about
saw
it.
that?
So here's how this works. The first missed shift after the hospitalization is the one the EIM goes on. If a patient is hospitalized mid-shift, we simply cut the visit short. You can't put an EIM unless it's a missed visit. So if they're hospitalized mid-shift, the shift gets cut short and the next available shift is the one the EIM will go on, or we can add a blank visit for the EIM. But if there's a patient that's hospitalized mid-shift, we still have to pay the caregiver. And therefore, we're unable to use that shift. You understand?
Yeah, I understand. So the EIN goes on the next available shift, basically.
It goes on the next available non-service shift. Yes. And
Okay.
if there is none, right, then we would add a shift. We just put in an hour shift and then mark it as missed. You don't have to do that. Nina can do that.
What happened is that Clement Willie.
Yeah,
It is
Willie
supposed
Clement.
to go EIM on the next day. It is July 5th, but Nina told me that it wasn't necessary.
If it was a hospitalization, it was necessary. I will
Exactly.
I'll talk to Nina about that.
Okay, that was a bit confused. So yeah, thank
No,
you
I
for
think you're
clarifying.
correct in this case, but you do cut the shift short. That was appropriate. I'll just make sure she knows she has to enter stuff to enter the EIM into HHA.
Okay, thank you,
No
Jonah, for
problem. The
clarifying.
other thing is Alberto's case with Catherine Toohill about the potential for verbal abuse.
Oh, yes, I saw
So
that
Nina
case.
sent him an incident report. Nina sent Sean, the caregiver, an incident report to fill out, and we will report it to APS.
Okay,
Okay, what's
she mentioned something about an APS or something like that. It is an
APS
incident
is
report.
Adult Protective Services. Any alleged abuse, whether it's verbal, financial, physical, sexual, any abuse at all, is reportable within 24 hours.
Okay, got it. It
It's
is the
an
same
hospital.
information that an EIM?
It's pretty much we send the caregiver or the reporter the incident report, which is a report in Cognito. When they fill it out, we then call APS. It'll be done in our office. We call either APS or there's a thing called OAPS. If you're 60 or above, it's a separate division. There's a separate one in every single county. And
Okay.
it's a separate reporting where they'll go and check up and follow up themselves. But it's
Okay.
part of the EIM is it's necessary to put in.
Got it. Understood. Thank you so much.
No
I'll let
problem.
them know. Bye-bye.